Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you live. Today is October 20th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Okay, so let me look at those of you who are jumping on. Let me go back up to the, there's a lot of you jumping on, actually. Let's see. Yep, here we go. I see everyone writing. Welcome to everyone. I see British Columbia, Canada. Welcome. New Hampshire. Welcome, welcome. Very happy to have you with us. Connecticut. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Connecticut. Syracuse, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Syracuse as well. Southeast Colorado. Tennessee. Welcome. Michigan as well. Georgia. I see coming in multiple Georgias. Texas. God bless Texas. We love Texas. Okay, let's see. Let's see where else. Denver. I see Denver as well. Florida, Mississippi. I see Massachusetts. Scotland. Hello to our international audience who are now coming in as well. UK. Hello to our friends in England. Very happy to have you with us. Sacramento, California. I see as well. Our neighbors in New Jersey. Welcome. I see you as well. Let's see. We'll do a few more. North Dakota. Illinois as well. Welcome. Welcome to you. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hello. We love Tulsa. Buffalo, New York. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Buffalo and Mora, New York. Hello to you as well. Let's see. Multiple Buffalo, New Yorks are coming in. Multiple Englands as well. I see Pennsylvania as well. Welcome, South Louisiana. Welcome to you, Hawaii. Hello to our friends in Hawaii and in Norway. Blessings to you. I see you in Norway. We're very happy to have you with us as well. So welcome also to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Very, very happy to have you with us tonight. We have some incredible prophetic things to get into tonight. Let me just make sure I have my notes ready. We're going to open up in prayer. Something has happened after the night of prayer in the past 24 hours. That is wild. Okay, but this is why we do these nights of prayer as well. Thank you for everyone who joined us on the night of prayer. It was amazing. Dr. Ben Carson shared it actually on his X, which was very nice of him to do, along with many of the people that came on for the night of prayer shared it as well. We are planning another night of prayer. We will let you know as soon as we have the date. The next couple of weeks, we're hoping to solidify the date, and we will be announcing it early and making sure you put it on your calendars. So after what has happened, Trump is most definitely, there is a hunted theme, Trump being hunted. Like, this is going on, and this theme is continuing. And something happened that was breaking news last night that we'll get into in a few minutes. But let's open up in prayer. Let's give this over to the Lord, and then we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. He died for our sins, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. He willingly purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days after descending into the underworld, taking the keys from death, defeating hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again. And he ascended back to heaven, where he rules and reigns victoriously at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and the name above all names. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in. The presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, Father God. Lord, let your power, your glory, your truth mightily fall in this place, Lord, that let the atmosphere be saturated with your power, Father God. Lord, we just welcome you to have your way, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, go forth and be the counselor and mightily minister to those, Father God, who are watching, Father God. Order our steps tonight, Father God. Order my words as we go forth in you. Be our front and rear guard, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, Father God. Lord, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding now puts a guard over our mind and our heart, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God. And we praise you for that, Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and visions to fill this place, this land, the skies above, the fruit of the property, Lord, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke right now every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, witchcraft, spell, incantation, sorcery, and any other form of weaponized demonic activity, and command in the name of Jesus Christ it be broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent to this place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Lord, every breath we take is because of you. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. The word of God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Father God. Lord, we know that death and life are in the power of the tongue, Father God. We praise you for life. We speak life in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Take all the glory for yourself, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wanted to tell you too, as I picked up on this, a little known trick of the occult when you know how to pray and dismantle in the name of Jesus Christ is they try to write comments that you're crazy and you don't know what you're doing. And these prayers, you don't know how to pray at all. When that many times are those in the occult trying to run interference because you actually are dismantling in the name of Jesus Christ the works of darkness and iniquity. So I wanted to give you a little known fact there as we go forth tonight. So let's talk, because a couple things happened over the weekend, but I'm going to briefly talk about No Kings, but something happened that was discovered when it comes to President Trump. Praise God they discovered it, honestly. And so we're going to get into that as well. It was breaking news last night about this hunting stand, and we'll get into that in a minute. But the No Kings protest was the 18th. It was October 18th, 2025. And I'm going to tell you something interesting why they chose this date. 10 plus 18, October's the 10 month. 10 plus 18 is 28. 2028 is our next election. They are attempting to invoke and trigger something now in the spirit and the natural in order to try to lock in 2028. Don't kid yourselves. They've chosen this date for a reason. And it has much to do with the 2028 election as it has to do with now. And so this No Kings protest was across the country. There were some interesting characters that joined that looked like they were for some from, I don't know, fairy tale books. If you would put it, we actually put it up on the X, our X account, at AmandaGrace_AOG. But I'm going to tell you, an article came out in the midst of this that they want Obama to be their king. And this, you know, I wish they would make up their minds here. Kings, no kings, Burger King. I mean, I wish they'd make up their mind because they just want to have it their way. They just want to be able to swing with the pendulum whenever they feel like it. And it's sometimes the order of things, many times the order of things matters, how this happens. And the No Kings protest unfolds the 18th, right? And on the 19th, something happens. But first, we have a clip from the night of prayer, right, about the assassination attempts. I had said something when we did the night of prayer this past Friday, which it's still up on our platforms for the nation, Trump administration, and Kirk family. We're going to play the clip for you now.
We should not be being superficial with our prayers. We should be being intentional, disciplined, and diligent, because this is war in this nation. And we have the chance tonight to tear down what the enemy is attempting to do. We have the chance tonight to stop assassination attempts that the enemy has already deployed and set in motion. This is the critical hour we are in. We are in an hour, much like the night of prayer when it was July 7th. And we all came together, and the enemy wants to take prey. We are in a time where we can stop that. We are in a critical hour where if we recognize the times and seasons, if we are like the sons of Issachar, if we recognize the timeline, we can most definitely disrupt the timeline of the kingdom of darkness, disrupt the plans of the enemy. We can understand and perceive what the enemy has deployed, the weapons he has deployed, and the targets he is attempting to hit. And we as the church, because we have the authority through Christ Jesus, we have been given the power to trample upon him, to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt us. We have been given that, and we should be using it in this hour. The enemy wants us to cower with what happened in September. The enemy wants us to fall back. The enemy wants us to, in fear, retreat. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And we have to remember that this is the time and this is the season, because the righteous are as bold as a lion. And we need to have that as we go forth in this time, because the enemy, because it didn't work, because it backfired on him with what he did to Charlie Kirk, and people ran to the churches, and there was a backdraft on the part of the kingdom of darkness. The enemy's going to try to come back with a vengeance. However, we can go on the offensive tonight, and we can actually tear that plan down in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay, praise the Lord. So as I'm saying this, I don't realize what's unfolding. So as under the leading of the Holy Spirit, I'm talking about this. Let's show you what breaking news happened last night, October 19th, 2025. And then we're going to prophetically talk about this. Oh, they're getting it. They're getting the article. Just wait 1 minute. They're getting it up, and we'll talk about it. Many of you saw this already. But it started later last night, breaking news that the FBI now is investigating something. A hunting stand with a sight line to Trump's Air Force One exit area at Palm Beach Airport has been discovered. Secret Service agents found suspicious elevated stand during an advanced security preparation before Trump's arrival. The U.S. Secret Service uncovered a suspicious hunting stand with a direct line of sight to where President Donald Trump exits Air Force One at the Palm Beach International Airport, officials told Fox News Digital. Agents found the stand on Thursday. However, they didn't disclose this. We didn't find out till Sunday night. And the FBI is now leading an investigation into the discovery. FBI Director Kash Patel said the hunting stand has not yet been connected to any individual. The discovery of this stand comes only weeks after Ryan Routh was convicted of attempting to assassinate President Trump on a Palm Beach golf course. So this is fascinating timing. How this is happening. I'm going to tell you this too. The news didn't break till Sunday night that this was even going on. And so I think this is just the beginning of what they're going to find out. But I will tell you, the day the news broke was October 19th, 2025, about this hunting stand, right? October 19th, 2025, 9/11 is in the date that the news broke about the hunting stand. You have the one from the 10, and then you have the 19, which is 9/11. This is not a coincidence. This is a prophetic pattern that keeps happening. But the day the news broke about the hunting stand, that date equals 9/11. And like I said, no one knew about this until news started breaking last night that this had indeed happened. And the hunting stand was allegedly in a no hunting area. So hunting was not permitted in the area that they had found the stand. Now, I want to play for you some clips from the night of prayer, because the Lord had me the night of prayer, if you notice, talking about Hunt a lot. When I got up to speak, I was talking about Hunt, and I kept on this Hunt, the hunter shall become the hunted. And I kept at this under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to play for you right now a few clips from the night of prayer.
The man's name is Hunt. It's attached to it. What does the thief come to do when he steals, kills, and destroys? He comes to hunt down prey, right? The enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so we have to understand that the man's name that is attached to the original covenant that Washington ratified, and we'll get into that as well, was back in 1607. April was the month, and it's Robert Hunt. So we have to understand, we wonder that, you know, this concept of, you know, not only why the hunter has become the hunted has come into play, but why with America's 250th anniversary approaching, you are seeing these things happen, right? You are seeing the hunter become the hunted. We are watching President Trump and those associated with him. They're attempting to hunt them down. It all goes back to the hunt and a covenant that was made by a man named Hunt that the enemy has been hunting to take down since it was established. We are watching such events unfold over the past year and a half. The enemy is doing this because that is the name that is associated with the original covenant of this nation. And he is trying once again to cast a timeline that Washington then came and renewed from New York and established and ratified from New York before Almighty God as the first president of the United States of America 182 years later in April of 1789. Both covenants were made in April. And that is no mistake either, because that is when Passover occurs. And that connects us to the covenant of God through Jesus Christ, who was the Passover lamb. He was the Passover lamb. Think about the fact that the man's name was Hunt, and then you have Washington, who was the first president. So Hunt, Washington, Hunt, the president. This is why you see happening what is happening now.
Okay, that was the first clip. Now, if you notice, the Lord had me on this hunt, right? Hunt the president. Hunter shall become the hunted. Robert Hunt, who originally made the covenant, because the enemy's trying to go back to the original covenant that was made for this nation. And it was a hunting stand that breaking news came out last night had been discovered in a security search. Now, we have a second clip, I think, that we're going to play for you right now from Night of Prayer.
It said it March 12th again, 2025. There shall be a shaking in the middle of your nation and points on the map, says the Lord. That shall be strategic and confirm what is to come, says the Lord. For a plot is about to be unearthed, says the Lord. A plot is about to be unearthed. Esther 2, says the Lord. Esther 2, it shall be exposed, says the Lord. And I will tell you, given what this man's name was, Hunt, that I spoke about earlier in the broadcast, who came to this nation in 1607 before it was America, and prophesied over it and made the beginnings of a covenant here. And we have watched President Trump hunted. We have seen Charlie Kirk hunted. We have watched Christian schools and innocent children in this time, hunted as the enemy has gone out. We are watching it in Chicago, in Portland. We're seeing it in New York City. They are hunting it for prey. We are watching our Christian brothers and sisters in Nigeria, in Kenya, and other parts of the world be hunted by radicals. In England, they are arresting them for praying quietly while the parliament, which should be ashamed of themselves, are bowing at the idolatry of Ishmael. This has not stopped. In fact, it's the time the enemy has gone out to attempt to take prey because he is desperate because there is territory being advanced upon that is threatening his interests. However, we have the opportunity in prayer and agreement to disrupt such plans tonight, to disrupt a timeline that the enemy has cast and is attempting to now fill in this time and to cause an incredible shift in the nation.
Yes, so those both were from the night of prayer before this news broke. And the Lord had me on this, on this point that night. The first time the Lord had said to me, the hunter shall become the hunted, it was November 26, 2019. Well, we have, given that the day this news broke, 9/11 is in that date on October 19th, 2025. And being that this was a hunting stand, I want to play for you quickly before we get into the other prophetic parts of this, the words of the hunter shall become the hunted that we have. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here from Ark of Grace Ministries. So prophecy fulfilling. Yesterday, August 21st, 2025, which happens to equal 9/11, 9/11, when you add it together, a New York court threw out the $500 million fraud ruling against President Trump after the blockbuster lawsuit against Letitia James. I want you to watch not only the clips of the prophetic words about this, but what Dr. Steve Turley said in his broadcast.
Federal investigators are building criminal cases against James for mortgage fraud, civil rights violations, and document falsification. The hunter is now officially the hunted.
I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter.
The true motivation of these false excavations that the enemy's agents have taken part in a witch hunt, where they shall now become the hunted for dare attempting to hunt my children down and take them down, says the Lord of hosts. How dare they? The hunter shall now become the hunted, and the hunted are moving on and soaring to glory and shall be above and not beneath. When the Lord repeats himself, it's getting closer, right? Normally, when the Lord repeats himself, I know it is the event is drawing close. September 14th, 2020. The hunt is on, says the Lord. The hunt is on. The hunter shall switch in the blink of an eye and become the hunted. For I, the Lord God, am reversing the current. I am reversing the current. The persecuting spirit has been sent forth with force to intimidate the people through the events unfolding in your nation. Those who grin at such, what a sad and pathetic group, says the Lord. They shall find themselves flat on their backs. Those grins will not last for long as they think they have hunted down prey. The hunter shall become the hunted. This will echo in this season once again. It has gone forth. However, the hunters have set themselves up to become prey, for they shall be hunted down by their own agendas, by their own accusations, by their own weapons of destruction, that they shall lose control of these beasts and they shall become the hunted for what they have done.
Okay, now I wanted to play that for you because this is a hunting stand. It goes with the theme. These are what hunters use. It goes with this theme of the hunt is on, the hunter shall become the hunted, the enemy is looking to take down prey, the enemy is looking to stalk those in leadership and heirs to leadership and try to hunt them down in this time. And this is where the church has to intervene and has to rise up to disrupt these plans, these timelines, and these agendas that the kingdom of darkness is setting forth. Now, when it comes to this hunting stand, I don't know if you saw the picture of it, but we do have the picture of it to show you what they found up there, hidden in that tree, blending in, by the way, with everything. And so this was what was breaking news last night. But I perceive the Lord this morning moved on me about something with this. There's something greater to this that we have to talk about. And I'm going to give the prophetic warning right here tonight, This was a hunting stand. So this is a message we can expose that the kingdom of darkness is sending and is attempting to set up here. Both President Trump's sons, Don Jr. and Eric Trump, are hunters. This was a hunting stand that was found that hunters would use. Eric Trump just released a book called Under Siege. When something is under siege, it's being pursued to be taken down. It's being hunted. We need to intercede and pray for the safety right now of both Don Jr. and Eric Trump. I'm telling you, prophetically speaking, this is a highly symbolic message that is going out, that is directed at them as well. And we as the church can intercede and disrupt this plan because this is how the kingdom of darkness operates. It moves about in the spirit, and then things begin to set up and come into place in the natural. The hunter shall become the hunted. It was a hunting stand. I talked about the night of prayer. Robert Hunt, the original individual that came from England to the shores of what would be America and dedicated this nation to serve the Lord and for the gospel to go out. And his name was Hunt. So the enemy's going all the way back to the original dedication of this land in order to try to take prey because the man's name was Hunt. The enemy is after the heirs, right? Well, once again, I'm going to say it. Both Don Jr. and Eric Trump are hunters. This is a hunting stand. The enemy is after the heirs. Don Jr., Donald John Trump Jr., is President Trump's namesake. And he is, I believe, the oldest son. Prophetically, this is all connected. I'm telling you, this goes way deeper than what we think. And the reason I'm looking at his sons, too, is because this was a hunting stand that was put in a tree with a direct line of sight to Air Force One. If it was a hunting stand put somewhere else, I might prophetically pick up on something else. But I'm telling you, you need to intercede and pray for the safety. This is urgent of Don Jr. and of Eric Trump because the enemy has gone out to take prey. That hunting stand is a symbol. It is a warning. It is what has been unleashed in the realm of the spirit that is coming into the natural, and that needs to be dismantled, destroyed, and disabled in the name of Jesus Christ, that not one hair on their head is harmed from this. So I'm telling you to intercede and pray. We have a chance as the church through the power and authority we've given through Christ, to intercede and to thwart this. But I'm telling you, there's more to this. It's connected to the heirs. I'm telling you, it is connected to the heirs as well. What are the odds of a hunting stand? In the middle of everything we're hearing about the hunter shall become the hunted, and this one's being hunted down, and this... And now a hunting stand shows up. These things are not accidents. These things are in prophetic patterns. Now, I'll tell you this too. Besides this happening, and besides the news breaking about this hunting stand, and the warning I just gave when it comes to Don Jr.'s safety and Eric Trump's safety, because the enemy's not only after the heirs, but if the enemy can't get to you, he's going to try to get to something you love. This is why it's so important to cover your family and your pets, your home in prayer. To cover it in a hedge of protection, to rebuke the assignments of the devourer in the name of Jesus Christ. It is so important because if he can't get to you, he's going to try to get to somebody or something that you love. And this is the case here. Now, on top of this, something else happened in this past week. All of these things I've been talking about all happened, I believe, within a week's time. So all of this is it's not an accident either, that this is all unfolding in a week's time. So September 16th, 2025, almost a month to the day of the night of prayer, I did an urgent broadcast warning about an Acts timeline that had been triggered, how we had been thrust into an Acts timeline that the enemy was trying to superimpose on America by what happened with the death of Charlie Kirk. I'm going to read to you again some of Acts 7 and Acts 12, and you're going to understand in a moment where I'm going with this, but this is super important to talk about. Acts 7, verses 58 through 59. and dragged him out of the city. That was Stephen. Then they started throwing stones at him. The men who had brought charges against him put their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul, who was Saul of Tarsus. As Stephen was being stoned to death, he called out, "Lord Jesus, please welcome me." And the Lord took, basically, Stephen died, and the Lord took Stephen. Now, I had said this was the equivalent to the killing of Charlie Kirk, that Charlie Kirk went into the hostile areas just like Stephen did and contended for the faith and really, you know, contended and made his case for the gospel. Stephen did this to a hostile environment, so did Charlie Kirk. And how Saul approved of Stephen's killing. And we had that spirit of Saul arise when this happened. And on social media, droves of people approving of the killing of Charlie Kirk, just like we saw with Saul and Stephen. And I had warned a timeline had been triggered by this event prophetically, and the enemy was going to attempt he cast the timeline, and now he's going to attempt to fill the timeline on a national level and exploit it. However, if we realized as the church what he was doing, we could intercede and disrupt that timeline. Now, Acts 12, verses 1 through 5. Now, at that time, Herod Agrippa, the king of the Jews, he was really a puppet king in the back pocket of Rome, arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to harm them. And he had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. And when he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to have Peter arrested as well. This was during the days of unleavened bread, the Passover week. Now, verse 4, when he had seized Peter, he put him in prison, turning him over to four squads of soldiers of four each to guard him. That's 16 soldiers, planning after the Passover to bring him out before the people for execution. So Peter was kept in prison, but fervent and persistent prayer for him was being made to God by the church. So James is killed. Peter is captured by Herod. He's in danger. The church intercedes fervently for Peter, and the Lord literally sends angels to rescue Peter out of prison. And I had warned how the enemy was going to attempt to follow this timeline, and we had to intercede for James and Peter, because the word of God never says the church interceded for James, only that they interceded for Peter. That James was the brother of John. That John had survived his assassination attempts. President Trump's middle name is John, Donald John Trump. How James, John, and Peter work together. J.D. Vance's first name is James. Peter Hegseth is head of the Department of War. And I had sounded the alarm about this, that we had to pray and intercede to disrupt this, because the enemy was going to attempt as well to fill this timeline, to follow this timeline, and to go after the heirs in this nation that way. Well, two events happened within the past 7 days that are confirming and are a precursor to this. And this is why we did the night of prayer, and this is why we need to continue to intercede to disrupt what the enemy is attempting to do with James and Peter. So within the past 7 days, I'm going to show you two things that happened. On top of the hunting stand incident that is just broken, that news having to do with the hunter, right, and being hunted. So let's talk about these two incidences. War Secretary Pete Hegseth's plane makes unscheduled landing after windshield crack. The Pentagon confirms War Secretary and all passengers are safe after emergency landing in England. So this happens. There was a cabin depressurization issue when this happens, and they have to make an emergency landing in England. Now, as this is happening, something else is happening. J.D. Vance's motorcade hit with shrapnel after artillery, quote, mishap during celebration. A motorcycle that is part of Vice President J.D. Vance's security detail in a California Highway Patrol car were hit with shrapnel on Saturday after a 155-millimeter shell exploded over Interstate 5 during a live fire demonstration for the Marines' 250th, which is what America is about to celebrate next year, anniversary on Saturday, according to a news report. So you have J.D. Vance, James David Vance, and Pete Hegseth. Within a week's time, these two incidents happen to them. These two incidents happen to them as they're traveling. And it's odd enough that these two incidents happen to both James and Peter within a week's time. On top of a hunting stand being discovered with a line of fire, basically to Air Force One at the Palm Beach Airport. but it's a precursor. What this is a precursor and a warning of this Acts timeline. I have been warning about, Robin Bullock's been warning about it as well. What are the odds that within 1 week, James and Peter both have incidents like this? Both of them, not just one, not just the other, but both. I'm telling you, this is the precursor. This is the confirmation and the warning the enemy's going to attempt to fill this timeline, because he attempts to reverse engineer the word of God for his own plans and purposes, and he tries to invoke such timelines. He attempts to change the times and seasons. These incidents are precursors, and they are warnings to what is about to happen in that timeline. And after these two things happen, so basically, what was the date of J.D. Vance's, that news article? If we can put it back up briefly, because I want to make sure I get the order here correct. Hi, Boots. Oh, Boots is making a cameo in the background. Boots is a little elusive. Hi, Boots, you coming in? He's checking, and Esther is right there. That dark lump is Esther. Okay. So, as he's coming in, Boots. All right, this was 1 day ago. Okay, so let's do in order here, it seems. First, Peter Hegseth, his plane has an issue and has to make an emergency landing. Then it seems that J.D. Vance's motorcade, James David Vance's motorcade, is hit. Then they discover a hunting stand that you use to hunt down prey with a line of sight directly to where Air Force One comes in at the Palm Beach Airport. What are the odds of all of these things happening within about a 7-8 days time? I'm telling you, this is a precursor. You've got this continued theme of hunting down prey, 911, the hunter shall become the hunted, hunting down prey, going back to the covenant that Robert Hunt made when he came to the Virginia and he dedicated this land to be used for the glory of God and as a proponent for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And his name is Hunt. So this goes back to the original then that Washington then ratified in April of 1789, he ratifies this in New York City. The covenant. You ever wonder why the New York City mayor's race, what's happening in it is happening? Because the covenant was ratified in New York City by George Washington. So Hunt was the original, then Washington ratified it. The enemy is trying to go back to the original inception of the dedication of this nation right now to try to hunt down political prey, to try to hunt down the heirs in order to try to insert his agenda and his puppets and his disciples for 2026 and 2028. I'm telling you, this is what's happening. And the fact that we are watching these things happen one after the other. I remember in a word recently, the Lord said, I think he said, things shall happen in twos, right? In a word that I recently gave from the Lord. And you have J.D. Vance and Pete Hegseth, who both work in the White House, both having incidences with their vehicles. 1-2, bam, bam. And the enemy is attempting to, in the realm of the spirit, push these things into the natural in order to cast timelines, to fill them, to change times and seasons, in order to hunt down political prey, in order to hunt down the heirs, and in order as well to attempt to shed innocent blood at a high level to power what he wants to do in 2028. You have to call it for what it is. See, the church, the problem is a good part of the church wants to whitewash this and wants to whitewash how the kingdom of darkness operates and wants to whitewash how ruthless the enemy is and wants to whitewash how his kingdom is powered. You cannot whitewash this anymore. with what is happening. You call it for what it is. You can't fight an enemy you don't know. You have to see it for what it is. You have to see him for what he is. You have to see that kingdom for how it operates, and you have to understand its rules of engagement. This is why we're doing these nights of prayer. It is a battle strategy, and we are going to continue to do them because it is necessary in the time we are in. And so we're watching now from Acts, from the book of Acts. Think about this one. You have James, the brother of John, and then John and Peter. So you have James, the brother of John, you have John and you have Peter, all mentioned, right, within this Acts timeline. And within 8 days, you have Peter Hegseth, you have Peter, you have James David Vance, and you have Donald John Trump. All have incidences that have to do with their safety. Now, you tell me the enemy isn't attempting to invoke a timeline here. You tell me the enemy's not attempting to superimpose this right now and to follow it to the letter in order to try to take that then, reverse engineer the word of God in order to attempt to take out the heirs. Those that are being positioned in leadership, those that are being positioned for the presidency, those that are currently in the presidency, those that are serving in high positions right now in the cabinet. This is not an accident. This is why we're watching these things line up. And the enemy, since what happened in September, has been attempting to line this up to the letter. And this is why you see these incidences happening one after the other. They're precursors, they're warnings, they're ways to try to position these things in a way that then the enemy can fill them. This is why we have to intercede and pray. And this is why, too, that hunting stand being found in the time it was found is not an accident either. First of all, I'm going to tell you this, too. It was found in the month of October. And October, towards the end of October, is a very dark month. I understand we have the Feast of Tabernacles and we have Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, the Day of Atonement. That I understand. But towards the end of October, there is a darkness and there is dark rituals and rituals of the occult that go on. And it is completely wicked. And this is why you're seeing this too. This is why the next 11 days of this month, we truly have to intercede and pray for the heirs. And we have to intercede and pray for Don Jr. and Eric Trump, because that was a message being sent to them as well. And if the enemy can't get to you, you're going to try to get to something you love. This is why you have to pray up and cover in prayer your children, your family, your pets, because the enemy is ruthless and he don't care. And I'm telling you, we have to be sober-minded, be vigilant, be aware right now. We cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. We cannot think he won't. We cannot think his disciples won't. This is why the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man do indeed availeth much. And we have to intercede, because they are trying to, over the next 11 days, lock some things into place in order to try to get a shot off. I am telling you, I know I warned about Marco Rubio on the night of prayer too. I gave a warning the night of prayer about Marco Rubio. I don't quite remember exactly what was said, because I was flowing in the spirit during that warning, but I think it was something that he needs to watch himself from the back. I think that was the warning when it comes to Marco Rubio. But these are the heirs that all work together. The enemy is looking to hunt down political prey for the heirs. You want me to prove it to you another way? I'm going to prove it to you another way. I'm going to call this up. Now, I'll talk about this. We are going to put a short out about this as well, but let me see. All right. Let me show you another way. Because, you see, when these timelines run, they affect different parts of the nation. New York City, New York State, Governor Hochul endorses Mamdani. She, not long ago, within the past week or two, endorsed Mamdani for mayor of New York City. Now, I'm going to show you the political, the biblical parallel here that runs in line with the hunter shall become the hunted, trying to hunt down political prey, the enemy trying to align times and seasons and timelines. So, and this is all happening at the same time as all these other things I've told you tonight. After Ahab's death, Jezebel's daughter, Athaliah, because Jezebel and Ahab were married, they had a daughter, Athaliah, made an alliance by marrying Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, in 2 Kings 8. This alliance was politically significant, but also led to further religious and physical harm to the southern kingdom. Athaliah then rose up and destroyed the heirs. Jehoram was 32 years old when he ascended to the throne by making an alliance with Athaliah. Mamdani, Zoran Mamdani, is 34 years old while ascending to the throne through Governor Hashel and making an alliance with her. And God's mercy ultimately had no effect on Jehoram's behavior. He led his kingdom into idolatry and lewdness, and he caused both Edom and Libna to revolt against Judah. He caused an attack on Judah by his idolatry and his lewd behavior, and by his alliance with Athaliah as she rose up to destroy the heirs in order to try to maintain the throne. We're watching that happen in New York. At the same time, as Governor Hochul right now is making a political alliance with Ishmael in order to try to keep her throne. This is what she's doing. She's doing the same thing that Athaliah and Jehoram did that got Jehoram in so much trouble and caused tons of damage within the kingdom of Judah. Because there was idolatry and lewdness. It caused a horrible revolt. It caused further religious and physical harm to the southern kingdom. You're watching that happen, which has to do, too, with destroying the heirs, hunting down political prey, making alliances in order to try to keep thrones. So we're watching that as well happen. At the same time, we're watching the Acts timeline, because it's all about rising up and trying to destroy the heirs. That is what has arisen in this nation, and that's what the church has to recognize, intercede, tear down in the name of Jesus Christ, dismantle and disrupt in the name of Jesus Christ, and destroy. So we have to recognize these things are going on, because if we play ignorant, if we play superficial, if we look the other way and say, I don't want to know, you cannot deal with an enemy you don't know. You can't even see that enemy coming then. It is our business as the church to know, to understand, to intercede, to disrupt, to dismantle, to deploy the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds, and to speak life and life more abundantly, because it's October, it's the 10th month. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the agenda. That's why in the 10th month, you're seeing to a hunting stand being found. You're seeing Pete Hegseth's plane. You're seeing the motorcade with J.D. Vance. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord your God, have come to give life and life more abundant. So we speak life in the name of Jesus Christ and life more abundant right now over Eric Trump, over Donald Trump, Donald John Trump Jr., over President Trump, over Peter Hegseth, over James David Vance. We speak life and life more abundant over the cabinet in the name of Jesus Christ, over their families in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak life and life more abundantly and have it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be legally applied according to John 10:10. That is the answer for the stealing, the killing, and the destroying is life and life more abundant. And we speak that right now into the vein of this situation prophetically in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, there's something to this. I'm telling you, this is moving about, and there's something to this, and we just need to continue to intercede and pray. Praise the Lord. Okay. I need to talk about a few things before we end tonight, so please stay on, because we have quite a few things to share. So we have our animal picks that we will show you. I visited Grace over the weekend. We're going to be putting a short out. She looks amazing. Here is Toby and Sadie on our bed. having a very rare cuddle moment betwixt the two of them. So I thought I would capture it for all of you. Okay, this is up in the office where our office staff is. And here is Lance on the ground, literally, with Missy and Cyrus when we had morning prayer. So we do morning prayer with our staff. And so here's Lance on the ground with them, hanging out with them. And our staff does this quite a bit with the dogs, actually. Oh, this is how cute. It's Snow. So Snow is one of three miniature horses we have at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. He was rescued out of Amish country. He's in his little stall. How adorable. He's adorable, Snow. He's just absolute. That's a great picture of Snow. That is amazing. We should play caption this on our platforms with this picture. And that is our animal picks. We also have seven dogs that need a home. So please, if you can help, we have 11-month-old German Shepherds. They are not spayed or neutered. Four males and two females. So far, they have only been around the family. They have not been around children. They have not been around other animals besides each other. So they have been around each other. They haven't been around other animals. They are in Howell, New Jersey. So if you can please give any of these German Shepherds a home, please call 917-523-7399. We would love to help get these babies adopted. And this is Levy. Levy is a one-year-old male golden doodle. He weighs 35 pounds. He's not neutered. He's friendly with adults and children. He gets along with other dogs. He hasn't been around cats, so we don't know. And a local to Dutchess County. So it is in New York State. So if you can give Levy or Levi, I don't know how she pronounces it, but we'll say either Levy or Levi a home, please call 347-987-9979. They would prefer a local adoption, but he's an adorable one-year-old golden doodle with a wonderful personality. So if you can, please call to adopt. We always like to try to help our viewers. If something happens, if someone gets into a situation, help them find a home for these animals. Also on arcofgrace.org, on our prayer section, many of you have been writing asking where we get that you get the prayers that we're putting out. On our prayer section, we actually have the prayers that we are putting out. So you can go to that section on arcofgrace.org/prayer. And we have all the prayers there that we have been adding to as we have been putting out. We also have our prayer lines. You can call our prayer line Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we have prayer warriors that are waiting to pray with you and come into agreement with you. Also, this weekend, I'm going to be in Cabot, Arkansas at the Edge Church. Looking so forward to going back. Love Pastor Dwayne and his lovely wife, Cameron. I believe I'm going to be preaching there Saturday night and Sunday morning. So I don't know if we have the, do we have the flyer? Yeah. Okay. We have the flyer. Okay. We're going to get the flyer up for you, but, I'm going to be there this weekend. It's called 2848 for the next election. So, looking very forward, Saturday at 6 PM, Sunday at 10:30 AM. I will be speaking. We're looking very forward to seeing you down there. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events. We have that event. We have pertinent information there, too, like if you need our address, you need to send us something. And we also have our other events there as well. And it's live. We're going to put up real quick Givaderm first, because they are still having their closeout special. You get one free. If you buy one, scrub your ash off, you get the second free. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You could click on Givaderm, use promo code ARC10, I believe it is. And they will give you a discount every single time you use it. They're lovely ladies. They make an incredible all-natural product. I use it on my skin twice a day. My husband, Chris, now uses it. He gets his own special box from the Givaderm ladies now because he absolutely loves it so much. But it truly is an amazing product made by women that truly love the Lord. So if you can, please try Givaderm. They also makes it amazing. They have amazing gift packages for you to buy, because it's coming into that gift giving season for you to buy gifts for your family and friends. And My Pillow is the last one. So this is My Pillow. Mike Lindell, we love Mike. He's fought a lot for this nation. If you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC, you can save up to 66% and sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. It's also at arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can use that promo code ARC every time you shop. So action item, go to MyPillow, makes amazing gifts. They have sheets, they have pillows, they have robes, they have amazing slippers, they have dog beds, they have coffee, I think, now too. I mean, there's so much more than just pillows. And Mr. Mike Lindell absolutely loves this nation. So if you can go and help Mike in the middle of what he is fighting in the courts, that would be much appreciated. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thank you to our moderators and our team. I will be back on live most likely Thursday. If something happens on Wednesday, well, you may save me pop on Wednesday. But if not, I will be going back live. I never know. Like, well, what's happening right now? Like, I can never say, oh, no, I'm not going to be. Because things are just happening, it seems, at a very rapid rate. But most likely we will announce. I will be back on Thursday. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Esther slept through Mommy's entire broadcast. She's getting her fall cozy on. That's what we call it. She's getting her fall cozy on over there in the corner. So God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other psalms on the screen that I encourage you to read and to say. Psalm 51 has created me a clean heart, O God. Psalm 35, you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way where sinners walk, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. So we have these psalms here for you. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say that those two scriptures, those block of scriptures every single day. We have to get into the habit of realizing the Word of God is living and active, and we actually have to speak it, activate it. We have to deploy it. Also, Ephesians 6, I have started putting on the full armor of God twice a day. In the morning, when I'm in my prayer time, and also at night before I go to bed, I armor up me, my husband Chris, and our animals. And I've been doing this now twice a day. So I encourage you to go and put on the full armor of God and do that discipline, as well as Matthew 6, which is the Lord's Prayer. I encourage you to incorporate that into your prayer life, as well as Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray that way. There's a lot of power in that prayer. So thank you, everyone, for joining us once again. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you back on Thursday. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless.